And a huge welcome as well to all the international students here today. It's a great honor to be with you here on this enrollment ceremony.
Stor applaus til dere.
The official 2014 enrollment ceremony at the Norwegian University of Science and Technology in Trondheim, NTNU. It's internationally renowned with several Nobel winners as alumni. Enrolling on that day were Shahin Akhbanajad and Hamide Kafash, both PhD students from Iran. Just 6 months later, both Iranians were told by Norwegian immigration authorities to pack their bags and leave the country. The reason? They could be learning technology which might help Iran develop nuclear weapons, which in turn would leave Norway in breach of UN sanctions against Iran's suspected nuclear program. Since 2012, more than 50 Iranians have experienced the same thing. But Shahin and Hamideh stand out because they have decided to take the Norwegian state to court to have their ruling overturned.
The University of Trondheim state for sure that the research that these two students are involved in has nothing to do with weapons of mass destruction at all. Cannot be applicable or have any use in such programs.
Lawyer Brynulf Risnes will be representing Shahin Akhbanajad and Hamide Kafash. I meet him outside Oslo District Court, which will hear the case next week.
We've looked through practice of countries like Holland, Germany, Denmark, and we see a far more relaxed attitude towards this issue. What we see is that the Norwegian security police is far more active and all the time warning universities and other institutions about Iranian students.
Technically, the two students are taking Norway's Immigration Appeals Board to court to have them overturn their decision to send them out. But the Appeals Board has acted on advice from the Norwegian Police Security Service, the PST. Both declined interview requests from Deutsche Welle. But earlier, a spokesperson for PST, Arne Christian Haugstøl, said this to national broadcaster TV2.
Det vi ser at enkelte lands myndigheter sender sine studenter blant annet til Norge.
What we see is that some countries' authorities send their students to countries like Norway in order to gain knowledge which can be misused to develop weapons of mass destruction. We have seen a strong increase of the number of students who apply for problematic studies.
Now, Shahin Akhbanajad and Hamide Kafash are both going to attend the court case here in Oslo next week. But for now, they're abroad. Hamide Kafash is back in Tehran, so I'm going to try to Skype her now.
After starting my PhD, after 6 months, I got a letter from PSD that I'm not allowed to work any longer and I have to go back to my country.
And did you get any reason why you had to do this?
Yes, it was written in the letter that we think that you will make mass destructive weapons with the knowledge you get here.
Right, so obviously you have been studying how to make nuclear weaponry then in Trondheim.
Actually, no, not at all. My PhD project is about reducing CO2 emission in ferromanganese production. Ferromanganese is an alloy.
We, EU partners and Iran, have arrived at a consensus on the key parameters of an arrangement that, once implemented, will give the international community confidence that Iran's nuclear program is and will remain exclusively peaceful.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in April this year announcing a milestone in talks with Iran which would result in the easing of sanctions. The U.S., U.K., France, China, Russia and Germany are now racing to reach a final agreement with Tehran before a 30th of June deadline. In the current climate, some believe the dispute over Iranian students in Norway is a fly in the ointment. Sverre Lodgaard is an expert on Iran at the Norwegian Institute of International Affairs.
This is a burden on the relationship between Norway and Iran. Generally, the relationship is good, but A few issues have created problems in recent years, and the one most important among them is exactly the fate of the students. There is the hope, I think, on both sides, actually, both with the Iranians and for Norwegian foreign affairs, that this irritating question will be out of the way sometime soon.
The case brought by the two Iranian students will hear evidence from the Police Security Service, PST, but some of it will be classified and presented only to the judge and a lawyer with special security clearance. The claimants and their regular lawyer, Bjarne Risnes, will not hear this particular evidence, but, says Risnes,
that's okay by us because that at least allows for more evidence to be at least available for the judges deciding the case. But it's very hard for us to imagine what this evidence might be because this is a technical question. Is this research applicable for Iranians' programs of weapons of mass destruction or is it not?
The trial starts here at Oslo's district court on Wednesday and it's scheduled to last for 3 days. At the end of it, we will know whether or not Shaheen Akhbanajad and Hamideh Kafash will be allowed to return to their studies in Norway. If they lose and are not allowed back, we might never know why, because of the secrecy surrounding this case. Lars Bevanger, DW, at Oslo's district court.